Hello everyone, and welcome to the Mark and Acido podcast. I am Mark and Acido, and today's podcast is going to be simple and basic for the most part. It's going to be ghost stories. Since we're approaching Halloween in the next few days, I figured I'd do ghost stories. I have experienced ghosts before. I think it's one of those things where you got to experience it to believe it, for the most part. I mean, that's what I felt. Even when I had my first experience when I was a kid, I didn't believe until maybe I was about 25, maybe. But, yeah. So without further ado, let's do some ghost stories. So, I had my first actual ghost experience when I was 8 years old. Prior to that, actually, I don't know if this counts as a ghost experience. I don't know if it's a gift that people who can see, sense ghosts, can see this, or if it's everybody can see it or what, but I'll explain it to you. So, this happened when I was six, actually. I remember plain as day. Yeah, I was in my bed, waking up, you know, I was sleeping. I woke up to use the restroom. Walked back in my bedroom. I'm back in bed. Wide awake. I saw a ghostly vision of my mom floating through the hallway. Literally. I kind of freaked out a bit. Was it crying? Just kind of like, "Mom? What's going on?" And I heard her talking. And it was coming from the bedroom, which was like kind of next to my bedroom, actually. My parents' room was there. She says, "Hey Mark, don't worry, I know what's going on. Go back to bed." I'm like, "Well, what's going on? You know, why am I seeing a ghostly vision of you floating through the hallway and your voice is coming from..." I don't get it. It's a Middle Eastern practice called astral projection, I think. I think it's Middle Eastern. I'm not correct on that, but that's what my mom is doing. Apparently, she never told me, but I figured it out, you know, as I got older, and I felt like, oh, wow. And I first heard of the term astral projection in a horror movie, not The Conjuring, what's the other one, where that kid can walk through his dream or something, or... Insidious. Yeah, that's why I heard it. Okay, the term astral projection. I thought, okay, cool, whatever. And I didn't know it was a real thing. And I guess I think I read on this. I'm not correct. Correct me if I'm wrong. They say that, like, you know, that moment when you're in bed and you get that sleep paralysis thing, where you hear that loud, obnoxious ringing in your ears, and you can't move. It's in that moment, you can literally come out of your body, your spirit can come out of your body, and you can astral travel. Interesting. Okay, now fast forward to when I was 2 years later. This is my first actual ghost experience. I'm lying in bed, wide awake, door open. I saw somebody walk from my front door to the kitchen, which is a straight shot. Yeah, a person walking from the front door to the kitchen. I didn't hear no doors opening or closing. I didn't hear any footsteps on the floor, because you can obviously hear the floor creaking as people walk on the floor. You know, it's, you know, carpeted floor as well. Nothing. The next morning, I asked my parents, "Guys, were you upstairs last night doing something outside or something like that?" And both of them told me no. Well, I saw someone walk through from the front door to the kitchen. I didn't hear anything, but I saw something. Explain that to me. I think that's all I had when I was a kid. I didn't have many. This is again, this podcast is about my random ghost stories I had. I figured I'd tell you actual ghost stories instead of one that's made up, even though I like made up stories too, they're fun. But these are actual ghost experiences that I experienced. What is it here? I was partying at a friend's house one night. We were drinking, of course, and we were sitting around, in his basement, chatting it up, whatever, And he tells me there's a ghost in his house. I'm like, really? And like, you know those ghost hunter shows you always watch, and they always say, if you're in this room now, if you're present in this room now, make a tap or something like that. Well, I was doing that. I was a ghost hunter for a night, and I'm like, if you're in there now, make a tap on the wall. And literally, I heard a tap on the wall twice. They're asking that. I'm like, do it again. He did it again. Literally. And nobody was around. Nobody was even, because I was, I was able to see everybody to a point, And there was nobody like hiding from me where I couldn't see nobody, because everybody was in that room with me when that happened, and it was coming from behind me. So I thought, okay, there's nobody behind me. So what's this coming from? Okay. About 5 minutes later, we were talking about it, and I'm like, if you're in there now, tap on the wall again. Literally did it again. So I kind of walked over to where I was at, which was a few inches away, not too far. Took my camera out, took a picture of it. This is back in 2008. I had a, actually. I took a picture of it, and literally you can see a ghostly vision of a Viking looking guy smiling at the camera. No joke. So I don't know, this story sounds kind of weird, and I'll kind of tell you to you, maybe kind of random, but I'll tell you, part of it's kind of a ghost experience, part of it's probably just, I don't know, but I'll share it. It's to me, it's a ghost experience, so, let me explain this to you here, maybe, if it's not, correct me, please. When I was 21, I grew up, I guess in a way it was an obsession, but it wasn't an obsession, it was more like a passion. Of Marilyn Monroe. Very beautiful young lady. Died too soon. I think she was murdered. See what you want about that. I don't know. I had posters of her, books of her and stuff. I don't know. It was all of a sudden like, why am I all of a sudden getting into her for? It was funny because it was after my mom passed away. And my mom had nothing against her, I don't think. It's just, why am I randomly into Marilyn Monroe for? Is there a link between her and my mom? Well, the funny thing is, both were born in June, so I guess that counts. Excuse me. I loved her when she was Norma Jean Baker, when she had the brown hair, her natural self, and I wish, Hollywood freaking, I think Hollywood used her. But that's my opinion. That famous picture of her when she's wearing a white fur coat and she's behind a white, bed sheet or a white wall, whatever, I don't know. Probably laying down. I'm sure she's laying down. It's all white. White fur coat with a white, sheet in the back or whatever. I had that poster on my wall in the apartment I was living in. And you can see that poster move. Not like you can plainly see it move. If you're close up, you can see it almost like it's moving. Okay. I mean, that's all I have to say about that. I can't explain that. Either my eyes are playing games at me or what, and I was, not drunk or stoned or whatever. I was sober, and you can never see it kind of move and kind of not do a full smile, full grin, but kind of grin a little bit, Okay. Yeah, I actually visited her grave once. That was fun doing that. I met with some friends. Okay. So my wife and I, our honeymoon, we went to the famous Stanley Hotel. If you're not familiar with it, that's the hotel that inspired Stephen King's The Shining. We went there for our honeymoon, stayed there for days. We went on a ghost hunt, actually. That was pretty exciting. I thought I experienced some ghosts during the ghost hunt, and I'll explain those to you. And even, there was one night when I experienced a ghost in our room. I'll explain that to you too. So, if you know, so I talked about Stephen King and The Shining. You know, that's what the book was inspired by. He was there when he wrote it. Of course, it came a movie with Jack Nicholson. Now, those of you that don't know this, I'll tell you. Stanley Kubrick, the director of the movie, didn't like the book. So he changed it all around completely. Nothing compared to the book. Nothing compared to the book. Good movie. It's classic. You know, you gotta love Jack Nicholson, man. And those of you that don't know, Stephen King produced a made-for-TV version of it. And one of the guys from, remember the TV show Wings back in the day? One of the brothers on there. Steve, I forgot his name. Forgot his name now. I wish I planned this before I did it. I just jumped right into it. But he starred as Jack. And that was actually shot at the Stanley Hotel. So yeah. Stephen King redid it in his own way, the way I was supposed to. At The Shining, so. At the Stanley, so that was, yeah. So, there was one night I was laying in bed, and I had woken up, and I was laying on my stomach. My wife's next to me. You know, I'm awake, so I'm able to move around and look around and stuff. I was lying down on my back. I felt pressure on my back all of a sudden, like someone pushing on my back. I'm like, what's going on here? Literally, someone pushing on my back. It didn't hurt, but just you felt just the pressure on it. And I looked over at my wife. It wasn't my wife because she was turned over on the other side sleeping. There was no way it was her. I'm like, cool, well, whatever. So I didn't think about it too much. Maybe. On the ghost hunt, they brought up, I think, a maid that died in the fire at the Stanley. And she'll tend to separate the couple who she thinks is not properly married. Possibly. I don't know. We're in a ghost tour. There was two rooms, so the hotel was like the property of the hotel is a good size. It's like this one little venue there that was like a concert hall. Like Bob Dylan played there, supposedly. He liked a lot of the acoustics there. President Woodrow Wilson made speeches there. And there was two rooms in the basement in that place. That one, there was a runaway prostitute or a teenage girl. I forgot the story. I wish I looked this up before I did my podcast. I'm just in general telling my ghost story. That's all I'm doing. Her name is Lucy, I think, and she would open and close the door by itself. And yes, it happened. And of course, at first, I was not convinced. I'm like, it's probably spring loaded, right? I got on YouTube, and someone had said that's real. An actual employee that works at the Stanley said that it was real. I will tell you right now, I believe it's real, and I'll tell you why. I walked out for a minute and going to another room, which I'll get to you here in a little bit. Came back in again. As I was coming in, the door started closing. As I was approaching the door, it stopped. Literally. Like, hey, come on in. Okay, then I'll close it. And that was that. So then I was convinced, you know what, maybe this is legit. This is real. So the other room was a gentleman was living there. He was kind of mentally sick, and it was kind of weird because I'm sure I probably experienced his presence there because I felt an eeriness like walking in that room all the time. Because he had announced his name, like, "Hey, it's Mark. I'm coming in the room." And I'm, "No, hey, I'm coming in the room. You can't just walk in there." No, that's what they told us to do. But I said he was mentally sick, so that's probably why I had to announce who we were and stuff when we're coming in the room. But every time he walked in there, he felt this eeriness, like, wow, maybe he's in here with me. It was weird. But yeah. That was it for Stanley. There's a road here in Colorado. I live, I'm about 10 minutes or so from it. Actually called Riverdale Road. Said to be haunted. I probably had a good couple of experiences there of ghosts. My first visit there, I actually went to visit a tree there. And it's on a dirt road. And dirt road leads to a dairy. And called Macintosh Dairy. Anyway, me and some friends went there. We were hanging out. Well, going back, we've been driving there. This is kind of weird. This is almost like a horror movie. Like, we were being followed by a pickup truck with dirty windows. Literally, you see dirt on his windows. It was dark out, but you can literally kind of tell it was dirty. He passed us a few times before finally passing us. He was behind us a few times, but you know, but it was like almost like a horror movie. Like some random truck was following us. It was kind of weird, but. Anyway, that was that. So here I am at on this dirt road with this big tree. And you can see the dairy farm in the distance. Magatosh there. You can walk there. It's not that far. But it's probably a good 5 minutes or so, give or take. There was rumors that back in the day, there was witch hangings in that tree. That was kind of weird. I mean, I was standing there just picturing it, like witch hangings back in the days of doing that. You know, I was kind of picturing that in my head. And it was kind of freaky to think about that. It really was. And, yeah. And there was one moment, too, we heard, like, maybe, like, two or three girls laughing. There's houses within the area, but they're not that close by, so there's no way you could hear that laugh. I mean, maybe you could if you're lucky, but it was a good way, a good amount, good number of miles away where you can, I don't think you would be able to hear it. Because, in fact, if I'm right, I think in that area, there was no houses really in that particular area. Maybe, like, a couple ways one direction, the other direction, but nothing, there was nothing there, because I looked around when that happened. I'm like, who's there? Literally, girls laughing. And it was a normal laugh, like, you know, like you and me, you know, like a girl would laugh today, you know. It wasn't like the witch laugh, like, whatever they do, you know. But yeah. Explain that to me. And there was another moment too where I was, there was like a little ditch area off to the side of the road. I kept seeing a girl in a white dress disappearing. Yes, I could. My friends were getting scared, so they were running away. I was curious about it, but we finally left, so we left. And I drove mine too here in my car, so I don't know if this is a coincidence. I don't know what it is. It's a weird feeling to think about this. But ever since that first time I went there, it doesn't happen all the time now. This happens maybe off and on. And I kept hearing it since that first time I went to Riverdale Road. I would hear this click, click sound in my car. Literally, in my backseat area. Like, click, click, click. What's that? Literally, that first time after I visited Riverdale, that's when it happened when I got back home. I heard it. And it would happen, not every time, but maybe like every good couple times since I owned that car. Explain that. We went there again that same week. And that second time we went there, nothing much happened. That tree, though, I don't know if it was a bug or what, insect of some sorts in the tree, but it was a weird sound we kept hearing. I don't know what it was. I couldn't explain it to you. It was weird. And, yeah, that's all. The third time we went there, we didn't even stay that long. We were kind of curious. We kind of drove on the dirt road where the dairy was at. We literally saw a guy floating, wearing a butcher's apron on, holding a knife. No shit. No kidding. I'm not kidding you. I had read on that. And the owner of the farm died, I think it was a year before, or 2 years before. Someone already was like, there you go, my property. Another friend of mine and I went there again. Didn't stay long. We kind of drove on the dirt road for a little bit. I wasn't going to go far. I was going to go for a little bit and turn back around or back up and, you know, hang out, whatever. We saw a ghostly vision of a person just passing us, literally, like across, like literally in front of my car, like this floating, like, and I'm like, okay, we're out of here. Bye. And that was it for that. I went there a few times after that. Maybe I went there actually last weekend and didn't find nothing happening there. I think it's just a matter of time when you go there. I think it's just luck. Or you gotta be in the right place. So yeah, I don't think they're gonna be everywhere. You know? There was rumors back in the day there was a slaughterhouse there, cows were slaughtered in there and stuff. But yeah, that was all I had from Riverdale Road. Check it out if you come to Colorado. It's in Thornton, Colorado. I think that's all I have actually for this podcast. That's all it was. I had nothing else. Really, I'm not going to tell any ghost stories. I mean, I kind of wish I could. But I'm not. Unless those are my stories, my experiences I have with ghosts. Yeah, that's all I have. So, yeah, so I'm working on my... So I have a podcast that I recorded. I did back in August. I actually haven't posted it on YouTube yet, or on the audio file yet either. So I'm gonna do that here soon. I'm gonna get cracking on my music series I'm still working on, which is 1967. I can't wait to get into that. I'm gonna do something different with that. So hopefully it works. You know, we'll make it happen. So bear with me on that. I'm still doing the research, but it'll happen sooner or later. Not making any promises when, but look for it. And I hope I can, you know, do more podcasts for that week by doing the way I'm doing with it. So that'd be kind of cool. I did another podcast I posted on YouTube. I haven't posted the audio file yet, and I'm going to do that. So here soon, hopefully. So I'll get to that here in the next day or so. It's been kind of busy. I got a job finally, and it's 9 hours because I'm going to school during the day. So yeah. But I can manage it. I can do it. Anyway, again, that's all I have. I appreciate you guys listening to me. Have a safe and good Halloween. God bless and good day. Thank you.